Welcome to the Trochia podcast series.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Gladney. We've been discussing spiritual disciplines and 1 Timothy 4:7. Discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. Exercise yourself for godliness. God's goal for us is godliness, Christ-likeness. We discussed the importance of Bible intake as a discipline, and today we want to talk about the discipline of worship. People say I say that word funny, worship. Well, I'm from the East Coast originally. But worship is a discipline because we're easily tempted to neglect it. We are tempted to worship everything but God. We worship our toys, our work, our money, our friendships. And we can worship in vain. Jesus said in Matthew 15, verses 7 through 9, he called these scribes hypocrites, saying that their worship was just lip service and it was meaningless. Donald Whitney tells a story of his 10th birthday. He said invitations were sent out to his best friends. It was going to be the best birthday ever. They came to my house after school, played football until dusk. Dad grilled hot dogs. Mom brought out the cake. I opened presents. I don't even remember what I got, he said. I had no brothers. These guys were it. Then the best part, we jumped into Dad's station wagon and headed for the high school basketball game. We ran up to the ticket window laughing and punching each other. I paid for all 9 of us, 25 cents a ticket. I was imagining eating popcorn, friends on the left, friends on the right. But after we got inside, he said, the golden moment was shattered. They all scattered and I never saw them for the rest of the night. No word of goodbye, no thanks. They didn't even look back. I spent the rest of my birthday alone in the bleachers by myself. It was a miserable game. Reminds me of how we often treat God in worship. We come to an event where he's the guest of honor, give him a few routine gifts, sing a few familiar songs, and then totally neglect God while we focus on others and enjoy the entertainment in front of us. Wow. What about me and you? I'd like to share how we can open the door to acceptable worship that pleases God by using 2 keys, the key of F, the key of focus, and the key of B, the key of balance. What is worship anyway? Webster says it's the feeling or expression of reverence and adoration for a deity or object considered important or sacred. Biblically, it comes from a word that basically means worthy. I used to think that worship was just going to church or praying. But there are 2 keys that are the keys to unlocking acceptable worship. And the first one, again, is the key of focus. God must be the center point of our worship. The one who created that stunning sunset. The one who told the ocean to stop at the shoreline. The one who commanded the creation of a billion galaxies with the power of his word. The one who sent his only son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to suffer and die for the forgiveness of our sins. And the one who made it possible for us to live forever with him. He must be the focus of our worship. Our sincere and disciplined focus on him will cause a response. And that response of a whispered prayer, that response in singing, that response in our giving, in our serving, and so on, is worship. The natural response to our Almighty God, to his holiness, to his goodness, to his grace, is worship. The more we focus on God, the more we see his holiness and understand and appreciate his worthiness, and we see our own unworthiness. See, we can't encounter the holiness and worthiness of God without the response of worship. It's about allegiance and submission. Worship. The first key is the key of F. Focus on God. Focus. You see, singing is not worship if focus is on the sound and not God. Giving is not worship if it's just perfunctory or out of obligation. Praying's not worship if the focus is on our eloquence or somebody else's speech. Serving isn't worship if it's self-centered serving. There's stuff that gets in the way of acceptable worship. Habits, traditions, distractions, idols get in the way of worship. Listen to what the prophet Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 7, verses 8 through 11. He says this, "But look, you're trusting in deceptive words that are worthless. Will you steal and murder, commit adultery and perjury, burn incense to Baal and follow other gods you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house which bears my name and say, we're safe to do all these detestable things? Has this house which bears my name become a den of robbers to you? I've been watching, declares the Lord. I like the way somebody paraphrased verses 9 and 10 this way. Will you cheat on your taxes, character assassinate your neighbor, look lustfully at your coworker, argue with your wife, lie to your boss, and trust your bank account and other idols more than me, and then go to church and say, God understands, we're okay? We've got to keep the first key, the key of F, for focus, focusing on God. Keep that key handy, whether we're worshiping in song, in serving, in giving, in praying. Focus on the one true God, the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the triune God, Father, Son, and Spirit. Here's three quick things you can do to help you use the key of focus effectively. It's practice, prepare, and participate. Practice the presence of God. Practice whispering praise and thanksgiving all day long. And then prepare. Prepare for worship. We rush in the church at the last minute or rush to our knees in prayer. Take 5 minutes beforehand and be still. And then three, participate. Participate in praise and singing, which ushers us into worship. And participate with our whole self. Again, the first key to acceptable worship is the key of F, focus. Next time, I'll talk about the second key to unlocking the door to worship that's acceptable to God, the key of B, and we'll see you then.
Thanks for listening. We at Trochia are committed to helping you grow in Christ. Please join us at trochia.org. That's T-R-O-C-H-I-A.org, where you can sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, find blogs, videos, Bible study lessons, and more podcasts, all dedicated to Christian discipleship. And make sure to like our Trochia Facebook page to receive short daily devotionals. Be encouraged as our Lord's grace and peace goes with you.